The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to the widow at Zarephath in Sidon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord.
All you on this holy day of all saints. From Ephesians chapter 1, 13 to 14, we read, "In Christ you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory." God grant us an openness of heart and mind to receive your word today. Amen. Christian saints come in every size and color. Saints can be highly educated, like Saint Augustine, or illiterate, like many of the American slaves of the past. They can be wealthy, like Saint Constantine, or poor, like Saint Francis. They can be traditional, like our presiding bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, or risk-takers, like Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Harriet Tubman. As a matter of fact, you cannot tell if someone is a Christian saint by simply looking at them. And saints who do the work of God may come from unexpected places. The widow of Zarephath would have regarded Elijah with suspicion. He was a foreigner to her. But God sent Elijah to miraculously provide food to her and to her son at a time of drought and desperate need. She was not an Israelite and probably didn't share the same beliefs and faith about God that Elijah's people did. But saints appear whenever God sends them, even a foreigner or someone you don't know. Martin Luther wrote the following in his large catechism: "God's word is the treasure that makes everything holy. At whatever time God's word is taught, preached, heard, or pondered, there, the person, the day, and the work is hallowed, not on account of the external work, but on account of the word that makes us all saints." You may have heard Christians say, "I'm not a saint." You may have said that about yourself. Being a saint is not a work to be achieved, but a gift to be received. Everyone who comes to the baptismal water, according to the writer of Ephesians, to whom the promises of God are spoken, is a saint. All of you who are here at our service, who share in this worship, are saints, children of God. In an effort to give a word of encouragement to the Christians of his day, Saint John wrote, "After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from? I said to him, Sir, you are the one that knows. Then he said to me, These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The original recipients of John's revelation were engaged in a life and death struggle, not unlike our own. The Christians to whom John sent his writing were dislocated persons living in what is now Lebanon, Syria, and Turkey. The local residents were suspicious of these immigrants who practiced a new religion. But the greatest trouble came from the Roman emperor, who demanded that all people acknowledge that he, Caesar, is God and Lord. And refusal to do so meant being forbidden to operate a shop or do other kinds of work. Public refusal could also mean imprisonment and even death. Christians experienced a great ordeal, which separated them from happiness and life itself. Today we share with them in the great ordeal. For example, we share with other Americans the frustration and anger that has been expressed in the current political campaigns. We find ourselves at odds with our neighbors and even family members. We question our leadership while being critical and suspicious of illegal immigrants in our country or who seek to enter, and we question whether anyone cares about our limitations and our suffering. Today we share with those early Christians in a great ordeal. Violence surrounds us. Police officers shoot citizens, and citizens shoot police officers. Violence enters our schools and is seen in our city streets. At this time, we are remembering the second anniversary of the invasion of the Tree of Life Synagogue, where shooters killed and wounded innocent worshipers. And we are reminded of the 8 faithful black members of Mother Emanuel Church who were gunned down by a young white man while in Bible study. Today, we share with those early Christians in a great ordeal. Christians in India were expelled from their home by non-Christians, and sometimes they are martyred in everything. Like many of the saints of old, just a few days ago, Christians at prayer in the Notre Dame Cathedral of Nice were attacked by unknown gunmen. All Saints Sunday is a day to celebrate and to give thanks for those who have made it through the great ordeal and who are now wearing white robes and are singing with palm branches in their hands. And we remember those who were faithful to God and who helped us understand what it means to be a Christian. John's vision says, they all washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb of God, of whom we sing this morning. Jesus is the Lamb of God who brings the faithful through the great ordeal.
I have to say something to you, Pastor Paul. You said morning, but it's not for now.
Who brings us through every ordeal, whether it is one day at a time or a lifetime. All Saints Sunday is a day to celebrate and give thanks for those who have been called through baptism to a life of discipleship in peaceful, productive times and in times of ordeal. How uplifting are the words of the hymn. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine, for all are one, and all in thee are thine. Alleluia. As we share the bread and the wine of Christ's body and blood, be reminded that the saints of all time are with us. Thanks be to God and to the Lamb, who brings us through the great ordeal of our world to sing with all the saints before God's throne, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.